Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're going to go live. Okay. So, Jim, are you good to go?
Hi, everyone. This is Jim Pugansis. Welcome to a special show today. I was attending an event called PodCamp here in Toronto, 2017. We have a great audience here for a post-party event. Everybody clap. So we can hear that. So appreciate PodCamp allowing me to do this a little segment here. We're going to have some podcasters follow me after I'm done here. So we're going to have a short period of time to work with here. But what basically I wanted to share a little bit, and then we'll go into the audience here near the end to get their insights, was PodCamp has been around since 2006. And there's many of these events that happen throughout the world. And I have been a chance to start in 2006 as a volunteer when they were actually live streaming the event back then. In the last few years, I've actually spoken a few times, but really have been enjoying attending. So this weekend, February 25th and 26th, we held it at Ryerson University here in 80 Gould Street. We had an amazing time yesterday and today. So I just want to share some of the sessions that I went to, and then we're going to go into the audience here and get some of their insights. They are just enjoying all the information they took in. We're here at the Imperial Pub here in Toronto. It's in the Yonge and Dundas area, I guess a block east of Yonge. Forgot that, right? And so this weekend there was a number of different events, and if I could go here on the laptop quickly, I can see if I can find a website here. But there was a couple of different events, topics dealing from how to start a podcast, what information you need. There was also information shared on storytelling today. There was also how to make yourself look great on a video. There was also a session that I went to on storytelling. And this is the power of this to share your expertise, and then the community votes which topics that they liked. So then you have different tracks that you can go on. And so I had a chance to go on a few tracks, make some notes here. And some of my audience members that are here checked out some different tracks. So we're going to get some insights from them with the time that we have allotted. One of the things is in doing this show is the art of continuing to learn and sharpen your skills no matter what you're doing. And some of the topics here really were interesting for me as far as how to set up a podcast, because one of the things with this show is that we're going to be switching over to a podcast here very soon. But one of the areas is, what equipment do you need? What type of mics do you need? What type of software? And I got to take some copious notes of there's high-end software you can use. There's different types of microphones you can use as well. And that is, again, part of the research part of it, which I think is important. So between today and some other webinars that I've listened to, definitely the research is important to do that. Again, there's a lot of people you can talk to, but you got to narrow down what it is. So for me, it was a big part. There was also another topic yesterday. Just looking through my notes here, because I was making notes here of what I was learning, a part of being ability that if you didn't have the one of the ladies was sharing from New York University of how to have a successful photo contest. Anybody go to that? That one there, Tim? So I take a lot of photos on my Instagram, and I had run a contest a few years ago on Pinterest on the best business card in 2014. So I just took business cards, and I go out there networking and getting cards, but I wanted to showcase the cards that were that I found were exceptional. So I used Pinterest as that. I'm a big fan of Pinterest, and basically I took a picture of it, and then within Pinterest you can actually heart. Does anybody use Pinterest here in the audience? You can heart. Like, and believe it or not, it caught fire. I was happily impressed. And then I have friends calling me saying, can we get an idea? Like, and what happened was is I took pictures of the front of the card, back of the card, and then I shared it on Twitter and on Facebook. And a lady by the name of Camelia Ray won the contest handily. She had a huge following on Twitter, and second place didn't even come close to her. But again, it was like something that I was already doing. So part of what the lady was saying at York University was Upsana Sharma was I think people already doing take advantage of that. And I was like that's a good idea because you have to don't create something from scratch, she said. I was like, okay. So she said piggybacking on someone else's work is a good idea. Seriously, it's not a bad idea. And I think that for me, some of the other contests that I've done have been now. Last year, a friend of mine had a contest, celebrity contest. Take pictures of all the celebrities that we meet. And when we compare at the end of the year, it was a one-on-one competition. And he beat me out last year. He had a lot of great celebrities. I had a lot of good ones too, but overall, I think he had a slight edge on me. And it was fun. We used Pinterest. We followed each other's boards, and it was just a one-on-one. So we're expanding it this year to have others. And again, we've had a few people interested, but it wasn't the interest that we thought we can gauge. But again, it's about trying something and working from there. So today I went to two sessions that really stood out to me. One was about the art of storytelling by a gentleman named Mark Evans. Really great session. Shared ideas from the corporate world on what works, and he shared insight between WestJet and Porter and how they celebrate their customers, and then he went into sharing a strategy on how to celebrate your customer successes, which I've done with my clients over the years in appreciating them from not what they do but what they've done and made a success from it. So with the time that we have available, which is, one moment, let me just go here and quickly check. So my phone is also my Block Talk thing, so I can see how much time we have here. So we have 18 minutes. Excellent. So we have about 18 minutes. Sorry for the delay a little bit. So that's for me to share. So would anybody from the audience would like to come and join me here at the front and share their insights? Tim, would you like to come in and share since you're bursting at the seams there? Thank you. So Tim Hodges, thank you for grabbing a seat here. So one of the important things that I've done in my number of years, 5 years here with Block Talk and with other services, is interview great people. And it's allowed me to leverage insights, people's experiences on what they've done. So Tim and I have known Tim for a number of years. We've come to PodCamp, I guess, the last couple of years. And he's coming in from London, Ontario. I'll share that with you. And he stayed overnight here to come for the 2 days. And Kim's here in the audience. His girlfriend's here as well. She's waving. And she's the official photographer here of Jim Plugging Us with Brand this weekend. So thanks for the Twitter pictures there, Tim. So I'm going to pass this over to Tim. And if you can just share your thoughts about PodCamp. And then if you want to touch base on some of the couple of courses that you've enjoyed and why you've enjoyed them.
Thanks, Jim. For me, the thing about PodCamp is that it's a good blend of technical talks that get into a lot of sort of digital marketing specific technical things. Like, so there was someone speaking about microdata when it comes to SEO and your website, which is be extremely technical talk. And then there was someone talking about crisis management who had done a bunch of consulting for a bunch of organizations, including, I think, one of the teachers' unions in Ontario. Like for me, you know, just like the last session I attended was like I don't do any Android app development myself, but I sometimes get asked as a consultant, saying someone just came to us about doing an Android app, and they said, you know, well, we need one, and just because we got to be cool or something. And so just getting some idea about what might be involved with an Android app. Is it something the business needs and stuff like that? So that gave me the, you know, some expertise, just a 45-minute bit of training on, you know, was, you know, the background or on that. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I like it is you can get a plethora of information on multiple topics in, you know, one short weekend. So,
okay. So, is there any other topics today that you saw that you want to share on?
I guess the other thing I just wanted to share was something I got from John, who was the organizer last night, and we're asking him about, you know, why he does this, and especially in the world of, I know for me, you know, a lot of my info look up is on YouTube or Google stuff. Everyone just says, oh, just Google it. But it is nice every once in a while to actually have a physical conversation with someone else. And, you know, so you're not stuck in your basement coding away or stuck in your cubicle, you know, and you can have a conversation and meet with people, have a discussion about, especially if you're working for a smaller firm, you know, it's nice to actually meet with other people. And the other thing, if you work for a larger firm, you get out of the bubble of what your firm is doing and get a chance to meet with other people. So I know that was why, you know, John said he did it, was just, you know, so the fact he said we could all get in the same room together. And I think that's one of the most biggest benefits I get out of PodCamp.
Well, that is a strong statement. I appreciate sharing that. I'm going to actually end with that. Is one of the most important things that I teach you is learn, speak, and socialize, leads to monetize. And learn is important because part of what I feel is that if you continue learning, then you're not growing. And I like that feeling. You can come in, especially PodCamp, when you come in, and if you don't like what you've heard, you can actually leave. You're not offending the person. It is an on-conference. And I'm starting with someone here who's from England, here for 2 years, because it's his first year here coming, and he said it was kind of different for him because he liked what he heard, but people were leaving. That's fine. But hearing the expertise that was available was very insightful for him, he said. He really enjoyed the classes he went to. And I agree with you. Yes, you can go on Google and do that. But the work that PodCamp does for the number of years that I've been involved, bringing some speakers over the years have been absolutely amazing. Even this year, there was Kati Millar, Basim Ghali, a number of friends that I know. But I didn't go to their sessions because I know them already. I went to sessions that I didn't know the individuals. And I think that's part of me going, okay, I hear them all the time. I can hear someone else. So, and then after that, there was breakout sessions yesterday available to use. And my friend Mo Wadja used one yesterday, and I used one today. I had a number of people attend, and it was just time to literally when the organizers about the fact that maybe next year we need to maybe share, tell people that's available. The one gentleman I was speaking to, he went in and he put a session in for one of the breakout sessions near the end of the day. But again, put the effort in, take action, showcase that. So I think that I really tell people this is one of my programs, one of my favorite sessions because it's not structured. You can really go out there, have a coffee, you can have a conversation, and that's part of, I think, the 21st century. It's a little bit of a plug of what I do, but again, it's all about how I live what I do. So thank you, Tim, for sharing your insight. I really appreciate that. And that's the premise of this show, is to allow individuals to share their stuff as we learn and grow and inspire others to grow. So thank you much for sharing that, Tim. Any final thoughts you want to share?
Just, you know, you got to get out of the bubble, get out to a networking event, and get out from behind the screen and meet some actual people in the flesh.
Yes.
So, and when there, do your best to keep your phone, you know, at a minimum there, just so you can, actually, you know, mingle and see some insights, because I mean, it's I remember the big thing came to me was from Dan Kennedy. He talked about how McDonald's executive was going through the drive-thru at a bank, and he thought, wonder if we could put one of the windows in our restaurant. And then the drive-thru was born from banking, which, I mean, two industries with nothing in common, but sometimes you meet someone that's in a completely different industry, and you can cross some ideas and apply them to your own.
Excellent. What's going on here with time-wise? Because I just wanted to sign off here. Most likely, very soon. It's not 10 minutes. Okay, so that's fine. Thank you. So with that, we have about 10 minutes left. Let's sign off here because we have I'm going to pass the torch on to you. We've got a podcast happening on. So what I do is this, is that this has been a great experience to share insights from what I've learned, Tim has shared, and I've had a chance to speak to a number of other attendees here who are really going to be striving to become better. I love taking advantage of not just sharing, but bringing people in. So I've been here at the Imperial Pub here, listening, sharing insights from PodCamp 2017. I'm excited for 2017 leading into next year. Huge thanks to Lily and her team for putting this amazing community and platform together. So we're going to keep this short and sweet today. So this is Jim Pagansis, part of Get Connected in the 21st Century, where I help speakers learn, speak, and socialize and monetize their skills to change the world from the front of the room. And it was great to bring you this special broadcast on Insights from PodCamp 2017. You can find me on the social channels there, and look forward to bringing you another one. Yes, so you're getting a big clap here from the audience. I'm getting a cue from my producer, Tim Hodges, to clap. So thanks, Tim, for that. This is an authentic thing, authentic opportunity here. So with that, thank you very much, and look forward to getting some insights. Enjoy the rest of your day. Until next time, go out there and get connected to the 21st century. Learn, speak, socialize, lead, somatize. This is Jim Pagansis. Have an awesome day. Cheers. We're kinky. We're not off the site until I log off. Now I'm off.
Okay, so we didn't, because we launched right into it, because we were already into your time a bit, Jim. Maybe you can tell us a bit about what you do on Blog Talk Radio and the format. Just some background on what you try to do on there.
Yeah. If I can log off my phone here, too. Tell you, I mean, it's still